Piper debuts an interesting new six-passenger plane at AOPA Expo. Diamond introduces two new variants of the four-seat DA-40. And Cessna makes the move to diesel and FADEC in the 172. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, October 5th, 2007. Piper Aircraft chose AOPA Expo to unveil its latest creation called the Matrix. The Matrix is a cabin-class, unpressurized, six-seater based on the Malibu Mirage, designed to be an economical alternative to the Mirage while still offering a luxury cabin in a high-performance airplane. Piper President and CEO James Bass explained, quote, "Many of our customers and prospective buyers told us that they wanted an airplane that provided the best in luxury, elegance, and performance at a price that is hundreds of thousands of dollars below what has been available," unquote. Not surprising, then, that the company reports 100 orders for the just-announced plane. The 350-horsepower Matrix cruises at 215 knots, with a range of over 1,345 nautical miles at 25,000 feet. Down at 12,000 feet, where supplemental oxygen is not necessary, cruise is still 188 knots and range 831 nautical miles. The Matrix comes with the Avadyne Integra integrated flight deck with a 10.4-inch PFD as standard equipment. The panel can be coupled with the autopilot for altitude, vertical speed, and heading without the need for an external control panel. The Matrix is the first aircraft to offer Avadyne's new MLB-700 data link receiver for WSI in-flight weather. Other standard avionics include the C-MAX Jeppesen JetView electronic chart display and Sirius satellite radio. Active traffic and tactical weather are options. Prices start at $757,000. Deliveries will start next year. And Piper says it will expand production if the demand warrants. Diamond Aircraft further filled out its four-place line on Thursday by announcing two new DA-40 variants at AOPA Expo. The new DA-40 XLS is the top-of-the-line loaded model with a new platinum interior, while the DA-40 CS is a capable four-place constant speed version, which customers can customize with a range of options to tailor the plane to their individual needs. The XLS retains the visibility, fuel economy, and pilot-friendly handling characteristics of the XL, but with more room under a wider, higher canopy. Its platinum leather interior includes a choice of leather colors, aluminum-framed genuine wood inlay accents, engraved brushed aluminum trim, carbon fiber sill plates, and a distinctive metal striping package. The DA-40 CS shares all the strengths of the XLS and enables customers to configure the plane to their needs, starting just under $260,000. Customers can choose the attractive, durable fabric interior or upgrade to leather. Other options include Garmin digital autopilot, extended luggage compartment, performance landing gear, and extended range tanks. Diamond believes these options make the DA-40 CS a great choice for individual owners as well as for flight schools looking to add modern appeal and technology to the flight line. When Cessna debuted its light sport Skycatcher at AirVenture with traditional air-cooled Continental power, some critics wondered if Cessna would ever embrace alternative engine technology. The question was put to rest at AOPA Expo on Thursday. Cessna announced that by mid-2008, its venerable Skyhawk 172S will begin showing up on airport ramps with liquid cooling and fuel caps labeled Jet A only. The company will offer the FADEC-equipped T-Lert Centurion 2-liter engine by mid-year next year. That double overhead cam inline four-cylinder turbocharged engine develops 155 horsepower and drives a composite three-blade constant-speed propeller. The Skyhawk is the best-selling airplane of all time, with more than 43,000 delivered. News of a Skyhawk turbodiesel was not entirely unexpected. As ANN reported, Cessna announced a partnership with T-Lert on future projects earlier this year. Mooney Aircraft Company took advantage of opening day at AOPA Expo to reassert its claim on the title of World's Fastest Piston Single. David Copeland, Mooney's VP of Sales and Marketing, declared, quote, "We can at last completely and finally put to rest any debate about what piston single engine airplane is the fastest. It's the Mooney Acclaim, or to be more specific and precise, the new Mooney Acclaim Type S," unquote. The Type S's 280 horsepower Teledyne Continental IO550G is equipped with dual Kelly Aerospace turbochargers, which allow full power all the way to its service ceiling of 25,000 feet. The Type S also features a custom Hartzell prop and aerodynamic enhancements that provide an additional 10 knots over the top speed of 232 knots, originally published in the aircraft's pilot operating handbook. Copeland even framed his comments on Cessna's proposed buyout of now-bankrupt Columbia in terms of the speed debate. After welcoming Cessna to the high-performance piston segment, Copeland added, quote, "We're sure they will be worthy adversaries, and we fully expect that they will correct any misconceptions posed by Columbia's advertising as well," unquote. Mooney also announced the launch of Mooney Mania. That's a program to recognize and reward loyal customers. Current Mooney owners will qualify for $1,000 in free fuel for each referral who takes delivery of a new Mooney aircraft. Find more details on all the stories from the first day at AOPA on our website at www.aero-news.net. I'll also have the chance to talk with Aero News Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell about his take on these stories in today's Aero News special feature. Coming up on ANN, 30 are lost when a Russian turboprop comes down in a Congolese neighborhood. Blackwater wears a white hat, at least for a day. And U.S. Airways cuts back in Pittsburgh. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 5th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. A Russian-made Antonov 26 turboprop is down in the Congo, resulting in at least 30 casualties. A Congolese Ministry of Information official told CNN the aircraft went down shortly after takeoff in a poor suburb of Kinshasa. The aircraft had departed from Kinshasa International Airport at 10:40 a.m. local time Thursday morning. A few minutes after takeoff, the plane reportedly suffered unknown technical problems, and the crew began dumping fuel in anticipation of a return to the airport. Government sources say the aircraft had just established contact with the tower when it impacted a crowded neighborhood in Messina. The 22 passengers and crew on board the Antonov were lost, as were at least 8 people on the ground. Russia's ITAR TASS news agency reported that the plane belonged to Congolese carrier Africa One and had a Russian crew. In the past year, there have been 24 aircraft accidents in the Democratic Republic of Congo, as tracked by Aviation Safety Network. Almost half of those have involved Antonovs. 10 have been fatal, resulting in a total of 61 deaths. Private U.S. security firm Blackwater USA has been accused of cowboy tactics in Iraq and Afghanistan, and has spent time this week in congressional hearings explaining its track record. But for whatever it's done wrong in the region, Blackwater pulled off a tough, high-profile rescue in Baghdad on Wednesday. General Edward Petrzyk, Poland's ambassador to Baghdad, suffered burns to his head, arms, and hands, as well as wounds to his leg, in a blast that killed one of his employees and an Iraqi civilian. He and the other wounded members of his party were airlifted from the bomb site by helicopters operated by Blackwater USA. CBS News reports Blackwater's helos landed in the narrow street and picked up all the wounded, even though the contractor wasn't involved in protecting the Polish convoy. Iraqi officials, quoted by the Associated Press, remained critical of the company. Citing a need to accept economic realities, U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker said Thursday, the airline will drastically cut back its operations in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a move that will reduce flights and affect nearly 1,000 jobs. The Arizona Republic reports the Tempe-based airline plans to reduce the number of mainline flights from Pittsburgh International from 31 to 22. That's a drop of almost 30% starting in January. Regional operations under the U.S. Airways Express banner will shrink even more, from 77 to about 46. Once a major hub, Pittsburgh saw its status decline following the 2005 merger of U.S. Airways and America West. That was after two U.S. Air bankruptcies, with resulting schedule cuts and employee layoffs. U.S. Airways has reportedly lost $40 million in the past year in its Pittsburgh operation. The latest decision will eliminate 450 jobs in Pittsburgh. Barker said those workers will be offered jobs elsewhere in the company. Another 500 pilots and flight attendants based in the city will have to commute to other cities on the East Coast, which the airline expects most of them will do. Despite the reduction, U.S. Airways will remain the largest carrier flying from Pittsburgh. The city is still home to a maintenance center and was recently selected over Phoenix for the site of a new U.S. Airways flight operations center. The National Transportation Safety Board tells ANN it will take a closer look at a September 28th incident in which an engine on an American Airlines MD-82 caught fire shortly after takeoff from Lambert St. Louis International Airport. The plane circled back to return, but then the MD-82's nose landing gear did not extend. The crew got the gear down using an emergency procedure. The plane landed, and passengers and crew deplaned safely using the air stairs. In addition to determining any mechanical factors involved in the incident, NTSB will examine the evacuation procedures and the response of the airport firefighting unit. Still ahead, China has quietly bulked up its air defenses. DFW wins a prestigious airport safety award, and Delta provides free tickets to conjoined twins. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, October 5th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. While the U.S. military, the government, and media have been focusing on our warfighting efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan, China has been quietly building an air defense that one top general says can't be penetrated by anything but our most advanced new fighters. Lieutenant General Bruce Wright, who commands about 50,000 U.S. troops stationed in Japan, says the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are putting a heavy drain on manpower and equipment needed to meet contingencies in East Asia. As the U.S. has been otherwise distracted, Wright tells the Associated Press that the Chinese have bolstered their air defense capabilities with the latest Russian-made Sukhoi Su-27 flankers and homegrown F-10s, roughly equivalent in performance to an American F-16. ANN has been tracking development of the F-10 since 2002. Wright compared China and the U.S. Thursday for Military.com. Quote, "Our planes are much older than the planes they would be matched against. For the first time in history, we are seeing another nation, in this case China, with newer fighters than we have. We know that they continue to invest at a level that is unprecedented. We need to be watchful of Chinese military capabilities." Unquote. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport was honored Thursday with a 2007 Airport Safety Award given by the Flight Safety Foundation for leadership and achievements benefiting aviation safety, both at the airport and in the wider aviation community. The award was given in Seoul, Korea, during the Flight Safety Foundation's 60th Annual International Air Safety Seminar. DFW was honored for adopting a leadership role in developing innovative safety initiatives, specifically perimeter taxiways, area navigation, and a surface movement guidance system. Jim Kreitz, Executive Vice President of Operations at DFW, thanked the airport's federal partners. Quote, "We want to be at the forefront of developing these technologies because it's conceivable that every flying passenger in the world will eventually benefit from these efforts." Unquote. More than 1,140 individuals and organizations from 142 countries are members of the Flight Safety Foundation, which is dedicated to improving aviation safety through research, auditing, education, advocacy, and publishing. ANN is pleased to report a happy ending for the mother of one-year-old conjoined twins who had run into difficulties with her plans to fly the little girls from Arizona to Maryland for a family gathering. At first, Delta Airlines had insisted the girl's mother, Mandy Bailey, would have to purchase two seats for the girls, ostensibly to ensure each would have access to oxygen in the event of an emergency. But the Associated Press reports Delta had a change of heart on Wednesday and has decided to allow the girls to fly free. Delta says it made its decision due to the unique situation. FAA regulations allow a child under 2 years old to ride aboard an airliner on the lap of an adult, but the fact the girls are joined at the chest and share a heart left management at the airline in a regulatory quandary. And finally, Alabama's Republican Senator Richard Shelby has a bone to pick with Boeing. It seems that in the heated competition for the contract to build the U.S. Air Force's next-generation air tanker, Boeing officials warned the Air Force that letting Northrop Grumman and Eads build their proposed plane in Alabama was risky due to the state's lack of aircraft industries. In his letter to Boeing CEO James McNerney, Senator Shelby shared his, quote, disbelief and profound disappointment, unquote, at the statements from Boeing representatives at a recent Air Force Association conference. Shelby tells AL.com the Boeing remarks are, quote, ignorant and unfounded. I would hope that you would disavow the offensive remarks about Mobile, and that in the future you will ensure that your company avoids publicly demeaning Alabama's highly qualified workforce, including your own, unquote. As Senator Shelby points out, Boeing itself employs 2,800 workers in the Huntsville area alone. Oops. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is in Hartford, Connecticut for AOPA Expo. And today, I'll get his take on the big stories coming from manufacturers on day one of the show. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.